Trump says the U.S. will take the credit and the blame. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He is claiming success in Syria.
Let someone else fight over this long, bloodstained sand.
After speaking with Turkey's president and a Kurdish general this morning.
Facing harsh criticism from both Republicans and Democrats for his abrupt decision to pull all U.S. forces out of northern Syria, the president claimed a breakthrough, saying the temporary five-day ceasefire on Turkey's border with Syria is now permanent.
By the moves that we've made, we're achieving a much more peaceful and stable area between Turkey and Syria, including a 20-mile-wide safe zone.
The president said sanctions the U.S. imposed on Turkey would be lifted unless something happens that, in the president's words, we're not happy with. The ceasefire comes a day after Turkey and Russia announced they had reached a separate deal for control of northeastern Syria.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Two businessmen linked to the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, just pleading not guilty in New York to campaign finance charges. The men are U.S. citizens born in Ukraine and Belarus, accused of illegally funneling money to a pro-Trump committee. On Capitol Hill, the latest impeachment witness behind closed doors is a deputy assistant defense secretary who oversees Ukraine policy. Laura Cooper. A billion people around the world have no access to bank accounts. That's part of the reasoning behind Facebook's plan for a new digital currency. Though CEO Mark Zuckerberg also tells a House hearing he knows he's not the best messenger for it right now.
We faced a lot of issues over the past few years, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who wish it were anyone but Facebook who were helping to propose this.
He says they're willing to wait for all necessary regulators to sign off on it. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some discovery leads to an ongoing mystery in Britain.
The bodies of 39 people, including one teenager, were found early this morning in a refrigerated container truck in a business park east of London. The container apparently came from Bulgaria, transported from mainland Europe to England via a ferry overnight. The driver of the truck is said to be from Northern Ireland. He is arrested on suspicion of murder. The bodies have yet to be identified, but it's thought they could be the victims of a human smuggling ring. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the incident, quote, contempt for human life that is evil. UK has frequently been, in the past, the destination for migrants smuggled from abroad. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Police initially said that cargo truck had traveled through Ireland and then to Wales on a ferry, but now they believe the container went from a port in Belgium directly to England. A judge is ordering another psychiatric exam for a teenager charged in a mass shooting at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas last year. The judge also issuing a gag order in the case. Demetrius Pogortzis is charged with capital murder for the attack that left 10 people dead, 13 wounded. In New Mexico, police had to break up a kid's birthday party because of an unexpected guest.
Christina Rain was hosting a birthday party for her 8-year-old boy last weekend in Albuquerque, where a SWAT team suddenly showed up. Police were looking for a suspect who fled a local Walmart and was accused of being involved in a scheme to forge checks. Cops believe the man was hiding out on Rain's property, and he was, barricading himself inside the backyard storage shed. Rain had to take the kids to a nearby park until it was over, but not all was lost. Once the suspect was taken into custody, the kids were able to head back to the home to have some cake. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Wall Street right now, stocks remain higher, at least a little. The Dow's up 21 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is LibertyShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day. And that means Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Chuck, good morning. I got to ask you, the breaking news today, the president saying that the Syrian ceasefire is now in full effect and is permanent. Did the president handle Syria, northern Syria, right? Has he handled the Turks right?
Well, it certainly sounds like the result is good. I mean, it's very promising, but we all know that we've been following the Middle East for decades now that a ceasefire today can erupt tomorrow. There's no guarantees, but it does seem that once he made the decision that he made, he did what he needed to do to try to protect and make the best of a very bad situation with something that's been going on for a long, long time. So I don't think he's going to lose any support among his base. And no matter what he does, I mean, if peace broke out throughout the universe, the left would still hate him and still attack him for it.
I'm just curious. The president has had to take a kind of an anti-war position. He announced during the campaign, obviously, that he would bring a lot of troops home. He has announced that he's bringing these troops home, although they're not going to be going home. They're going to go to Iraq and Afghanistan. And I guess my question is, do you worry that this president is becoming not hawkish, but the opposite of hawkish, kind of an anti-war president?
Oh, no, not at all. I remember one of the first things he did, and it was something that I had written about and talked about for years, almost since 9/11. And that is, we have trained our troops to go into battle. I forget what the saying is. It's something to break things and wreak havoc and defeat our enemies. And political correctness tied our troops' hands behind their backs with some just absolutely ridiculous rules of engagement. And one of the first things the president did when he took office was said, look, we're going to unhandcuff our troops. If we're going to send them into harm's way like that, we're going to allow them to fight and do what we've trained them to do. So I don't think he's become dovish. I think he's just been more measured than people expected that he would be. Remember, Kevin, this was the same thing they said about Reagan. That we couldn't elect him as president because his finger would be on the button all the time and he was going to unleash a nuclear holocaust on the world. And it turned out that this was a guy who brought down the Soviet Union. I think the president's probably onto something. I have to trust his instincts on this one.
Okay, we had Bill Taylor, the ambassador to Ukraine. who was testifying yesterday, and it's been called blockbuster testimony. In your view, is impeachment inevitable by the House, you think?
No, I don't think it's inevitable. There's still a lot of twists and turns coming here. I think what I do find interesting, though, is that what Adam Schiff is doing is he's trying to use testimony from career diplomats and bureaucrats who hate Donald Trump. And we remember from the very first days he was in office, suddenly what should have been private phone calls with heads of state from other nations were being released in the public. These are leakers coming from, and people ridiculed the term deep state, but that's exactly what's going on here. These people hate Donald Trump. They're embedded as career bureaucrats and diplomats. They've been responsible for a lot of the failures that we've seen or saw under 8 years of Obama, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton, and they're now trying to get their revenge. They think they smell blood in the water. They think this is their chance to get the president that they hate, and so they're coming forward and doing their best to aid Adam Schiff in this impeachment inquiry. But I don't think by any stretch that this is a done deal. There is so much that could come up, especially with the other investigations going on of what was going on during the Obama administration. I still think there's a lot more that we're going to see long before we ever get to an impeachment vote.
Well, and you've got the Republicans today, just minutes ago, storming an impeachment inquiry deposition. Two dozen House Republicans stormed a closed-door deposition to secure House Intelligence Committee spaces to rail against the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry. The conservative lawmakers were led by Matt Gaetz of Florida. Louis Gohmert was there. A source in the room said that as the witness, Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Laura Cooper was sitting down to testify, the Republicans stormed through the doors, three different doors, and essentially commandeered the room, so to speak. Is that what it's going to take, kind of guerrilla tactics?
Yeah, and I think this is one of the best things to happen to Republicans was the election of Donald Trump for just this reason. Donald Trump has finally showed Republicans that you can fight back and you don't have to just sit back and take it and say, thank you, sir, may I have another. And we saw that with these Republicans today. I don't think if any president other than Donald Trump was in the White House that you would see them do something like this. Usually all we do as Republicans is sit back and complain about how unfair things are on the other side, which gets us absolutely nowhere. So they're actually taking proactive steps to fight back. And we saw it also, I think, yesterday with Lindsey Graham. He came under criticism, heavy criticism, by a lot of obviously Trump supporters and Republican activists saying, hey, why are you letting the Democrats get away with what they're doing in the House and you're not doing the same thing in the Senate? And now, if I remember correctly, if I heard right last night, he is going to introduce a resolution in the Senate to go after this impeachment thing, and that's fighting back. And you know, sometimes these Republicans aren't used to that. They need to be reminded. They need to be given a little kick in the butt and said, "Hey, you're supposed to be doing the same thing that they're doing." And you know, give them a little bit of a nudge, and they finally get back into line.
One of the comments from a source close to that deposition this morning: "Quote, it was the closest thing I've seen around here to mass civil unrest as a member of Congress." That I love this. And Louis Gohmert was there. Matt Gaetz was there. Val Demings of Florida was there. This is amazing. Maybe the Republicans are finally getting a backbone and willing to I don't want to say stoop to the level of the Democrats, but borrow a page from the Democrats' playbook.
Yeah, you got to fight fire with fire, and you know the Democrats have been using the civil unrest, you know, these demonstrations in Congress for decades, and you know the news media always covers it. They get their face on the news, and it, to a certain extent, for the underinformed voters, not your listeners, obviously, but those who aren't paying attention to what's going on, those media reports can have an influence on persuading public opinion. The fact that the numbers, some of the polling numbers that I'm seeing are showing that the public opinion in favor of impeachment have gone up, well, that's because the media has been pounding on this thing for the past few weeks. It's the media really is the enemy of the people, as the president said, in a lot of ways, and they are the ones who are shaping and changing public opinion by their dishonest characterizations of what's going on with this whole Ukraine phone call.
When we come back with Chuck Muth, we're going to talk about the races in CD3 and CD4. It's starting to get crowded out there. We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It is Hump Day. It is live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us, as he does every Wednesday, my buddy Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. And I know we're starting to zero in on primary races on the Republican side, CD3, CD4, and it's starting to get a little bit crowded out there.
Well, actually, CD3 has shrunk by one. I understand Tiger Helgeline, who had announced that he was running for CD3, is now running for school board, which is a smart thing, and I'm glad he's doing that. So we're in CD3, which is incumbent Democrat Representative Susie Lee's district. We've got former Treasurer Dan Schwartz and a candidate who ran for state Senate last year, Dan Rodheimer, running in CD3. Schwartz is, right now you would have to perceive as being the front runner just because of his name ID as a former state treasurer, but he is not well liked among conservatives. And if Dan Rodheimer can put together a pretty decent primary campaign, he's raised some good money so far, I think Rodheimer can still take that. And I do believe that Rodheimer would be the stronger candidate in the general election with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, because he's much more like Donald Trump. He's not afraid to throw a punch. He's a conservative who's not embarrassed by being a conservative. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, to see which one gets the nomination over the next several months.
Does Dan Rodheimer have some legal baggage in his past?
He does, but I mean, if he has a smart campaign consultant, managers who know how to message this, and I don't know that, I don't believe that he's handled it very well up to this point, but you know that those things are going to come out. They're public records. It was an arrest record for an assault. Look, this guy's a former professional wrestler. I don't think people are going to say that that's really a real stretch, that maybe he got into a bar fight. He does need to fix that and clean that up a little bit, but I don't think that's a deal killer for him.
What do we know, other than he's a former wrestler, WWE wrestler, do we know much about him? Do we know much about his philosophy, about whether he's really conservative or not?
Well, I do know this. He has signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, promising not to increase our taxes, which Dan Schwartz has refused to do in all the times that he's run for office. So I think the public and conservatives need to learn a lot more about Dan Rodheimer. But from what I've seen so far, I don't think they're going to be disappointed, especially when contrasted against Mr. Schwartz's record.
I want to ask you, only because you and I have been down through these roads many, many times over the years, you have not been bullish on Republican chances of taking CD4, unseating Stephen Horsford. Then you kind of changed and you said, well, maybe this is winnable. Where are you today on CD4? And talk a little bit about that field.
Well, the only way it's winnable is if there is a perfect storm that sweeps the nation, in which there is a Trump wave on par with the red wave of 2014, which is the only time Republicans held that congressional district seat. And I still do not see that happening. The reason in 2014 that Crescent Hardy won that seat was because Democrats stayed home. I mean, they just did not come out to vote. It was so bad in that year for Democrats. They were so depressed. If you remember, Kevin, in the Democrat primary for governor, none of the above beat their eventual nominee, because none of the above can't win, but none of the above got more votes than their top Democrat candidate for governor. That's how bad things were in 2014, and it's just not going to be that way next year. The Democrats are going to come out in large numbers because they hate Donald Trump, and they're going to show up for that election. It's just almost mission impossible for a Republican to win that seat.
Anybody stand out in that CD4 field? And then there's a bunch of them now.
Yeah, there are. I think there's last count there were seven, and I've got to say that the most impressive to me so far has been this young woman, Lisa Song Sutton. She raised six figures, put $20,000 of her own money into her campaign. I think it was over $100,000 in the first 3 months that she was in the race. She's very articulate. She's great presence. She's done a lot of earned media interviews. I'm impressed with her. It's such a waste to have such good talent with so many of these candidates who could win state legislative seats where we need so much help in Carson City. I wish they would run for other seats like Tiger Helgeling did by choosing to run for the school board and, you know, take that first step, that first rung of the ladder, get yourself in office, do a good job, and then they're young. They've got plenty of years ahead of them to maybe end up in Congress.
Chuck, who should be policing this? Is this a state party thing? Is this a Clark County Republican Party or Washoe? Should the counties be policing this to where we don't have seven pretty good candidates for one slot?
Now, the problem is, two decades ago, that McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill really gutted the political party organizations. I mean, what little they were able to do back then, they can't really do now. And there just isn't anyone out there that has the gravitas to go to these candidates and say, no, you should run for this, and you're going to run for that, and you should run for this. So with the parties having been neutered in that regard, it had fallen upon top elected officials in the state to do that. Harry Reid is the perfect example. He took over the Nevada Democrat Party. He funded it. He moved the chess pieces around and told people, you'll run here, you'll run there, and they became a powerhouse because of that. In Nevada, we don't have that. Even when we had the governor, Brian Sandoval, he refused to take that type of leadership role, and we had a U.S. Senator, Dean Heller, who refused to do the same sort of things that Harry Reid did to build up the party and make it into a powerhouse. Now we don't even have that. We've got a Secretary of State and one congressional candidate, and that's it. So Republicans are in really, really, really bad shape going into 2020, and they'll be lucky to keep what they've got, if not lose even more ground.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Chuck, it's always great to visit with you. If folks want to know more about Muth's Truths and some of the other stuff you're up to, how do they find you?
Yeah, you can sign up for my Muth's Truths newsletter by going to NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Sounds good to me. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
You got it. See you at Ichabod's.
Yeah, see you at Ichabod's. I always run into him at Ichabod's. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She is coming up next. We'll talk about this whole impeachment thing. Is it inevitable? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are slightly higher in afternoon trading despite mixed earnings results, and shares of Apple are rallying toward another record high today, stretching the tech giant's lead as the largest U.S. company by market capitalization. This after a Morgan Stanley analyst raised her price target to $289 a share. She believes Apple's soon-to-launch Apple TV Plus streaming video service will boost the company's services revenue growth. And the world's biggest retailer is getting a jump start on the holidays earlier than ever before. 2024, Walmart is gearing up for a shorter holiday shopping season by launching online deals at midnight Eastern Time Friday, October the 25th. The early deals drop will be available online, with stores making the conversion to Christmas after Halloween. Walmart is focused on digitally enabled shopping this year, with offerings like Gift Finder, a new platform that helps shoppers choose a gift based on things like price range. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's been told that Turkey's ceasefire with Kurds in northern Syria is now permanent, with Kurdish fighters having withdrawn.
I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive.
With American troops pulled out by the president, Russian troops are now conducting joint patrols with Kurdish forces on the Turkish-Syrian border. 39 bodies are found in the back of a truck in Essex, England. The driver's under arrest. It's unknown yet where those people were from. A missing West Point cadet is found dead in New York.
The body of Cade Carita, who had been missing since Friday, was found last night on the military academy's grounds. Carita, who is from California, had been unaccounted for since he didn't show up for a military skills competition. The cause of death is under investigation, but foul play is not suspected.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Klayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. Five of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Get it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you're listening, Coachella Valley, Northern Nevada, the Rurals, Southern Nevada, doesn't matter. Call right now, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. Joining us now, as she does every week, is my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us now. Great news today. House Republicans stormed a private deposition. Louie Gohmert, your buddy Louie Gohmert and Matt Gaetz and a whole bunch of Republicans essentially commandeered this deposition of some undersecretary of state. Are Republicans finally getting ready to fight back on this impeachment thing?
Well, God, I would hope so, and they should be, because this impeachment thing really isn't an impeachment thing. All it is the extension of the coup that started back in December 2015 when the Barack Obama administration opened a counterintelligence operation spying on innocent Americans. And furthermore, after they not only spied on innocent Americans in and around the Trump campaign, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, and others then unmasked these individuals, meaning exposed their identity to many people within a variety of intelligence organizations commandeered by Barack Obama, and put them through financial turmoil and personal hell, all because they were afraid they were going to lose an election, and guess what? They lost the election, and so the Democrats, instead of accepting the results of the election, have put this country through, what, 3 years now, close to 3 years of turmoil, and this impeachment inquiry has nothing to do about impeachment. It has to do with overthrowing the results of the 2016 election. But imagine, Kevin, what they would do with the power of the federal government against you.
Yeah, yeah. It's so sad. And every day we wake up and there's new blockbuster testimony. Is it your view that it is inevitable we're going to go through at least House impeachment, maybe a Senate trial?
Well, you would think that if Nancy Pelosi had the votes, and if she really wanted to do this right, the right way, and in accordance with tradition, since you know she's such a traditionalist, at least she claims to be when she gets in front of the microphone, and she supposedly too is Catholic, but nonetheless, you would think that she would put it up for a vote, because that's how the impeachment inquiry can begin, and that also is what gives Republicans subpoena power. And I think that Nancy Pelosi is afraid to put the impeachment on the floor of the House for a vote because she does not want the Republicans to have subpoena power.
What happens? I know that Lindsey Graham went on Hannity last night talking about some Senate resolution.
Did he show up?
Yeah, yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
Showed his face.
And apparently, if the Democrats don't open up the process in the House, the Senate would then refuse to take it up. Do they have the power to do that? I'm not a constitutional attorney or anything like that, but do they have the power to do that?
Absolutely, they have the power to do it. This whole entire thing was a sham. So why would you follow a process if the whole entire process is a sham? Like I said, if Nancy Pelosi had the votes, she would follow procedure and she would follow tradition. Take it to the House, get the votes, then allow the Republicans to have subpoena power. And then you can allow the Senate then to take it to the floor and debate if they should. But no, I wouldn't grant 1 minute in the Senate and waste the Senate's time on these bogus allegations that no one knows what is going on. They are literally Adam Schiff. What is it, Schiff hiding? Adam Schiff is having these depositions in the bowels of Congress and then only leaking certain parts of the testimony that he thinks is damaging to the president, not the whole entire transcript. Much similar to what he did when he ad-libbed and just created the conversation between the president of Ukraine and President Trump, because the transcript which President Trump released showed that there was no quid pro quo. So Adam Schiff had to improvise and make up and fabricate an entire story in order to deceive the public. So what we are witnessing now is literally Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi hijacking this process in order to, again, manipulate the perception of the American people, because they cannot get anything done. They don't want to get anything done. They're not passing USMCA. They're not renegotiating the trade bills. They're not offering any solutions to the American people. Their agenda, quite frankly, is not palatable. It's not accepted. You have Elizabeth Warren saying that she's going to raise taxes on everybody and basically punish churches by removing their tax exemption. She's going to remove federal funding of charter schools. This does not sit well with suburban women. I can tell you that much. Then you have Joe Biden, who has a whole series of problems of his own, especially with Hunter Biden. And then you have Bernie Sanders, who's promising free everything and doesn't know how he's going to pay for it. So their candidates that the Democrats are running right now aren't selling. Their agenda is not selling with the American people. And that's why they're looking somewhere else, like maybe Michael Bloomberg will come up and steal the show, or maybe Hillary Clinton will come back. The Democrats are in disarray, and we see it daily.
Has Michelle Obama said she's not running? Has she announced that she's not running? Because I keep, every so often there's a whisper campaign going on. What about Michelle Obama?
Yes, of course they want. Well, I mean, the left wants anything named Obama to run. But no, I think that she's rejected that notion altogether.
I'm curious, the Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary Clinton political catfight is fascinating. Who ends up winning? A lot of people don't want to take on the Clintons because a lot of people that have taken on the Clintons end up dead or destroyed. What do you think of what went down over the weekend last Thursday? Tulsi Gabbard, is she or isn't she a Russian asset?
Well, you know, if you don't agree with Hillary Clinton or the Democrats, you're automatically branded a Russian asset. Tulsi Gabbard's very interesting story. I don't know if you saw this, but the comedian Steven Crowder, whose YouTube channel had been demonetized and also shadow banned, he found that after this catfight, as you call it, between Tulsi and Hillary started, YouTube basically shadow banned and took off the search results for Tulsi Gabbard. So if you were in the UK or you were in Portugal or you were in India, and you were searching for Tulsi Gabbard, her YouTube videos and her page would come up automatically. If you were in the U.S. and you were searching for Tulsi Gabbard, who is running for president of the U.S., you could not find her for at least a day. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Wow.
No. That's what the left does. It silences voices they don't like, even if the voice is on their side, meaning running on the Democrat platform. But if you dare cross Hillary Clinton, you will be silenced.
So what happens? Tulsi Gabbard said, hey, why don't you just get in the race and jump back right into the arena? Do you think Hillary would dare do that?
Well, she just opened up a policy page on her website. So she added a policy position and a page on her website. So we'll see. I mean, she can get another $1 billion. I'm sure she can raise another $1 billion to lose. Hopefully this time she'll find Wisconsin on the map and enter the state.
I absolutely love it. She just could never find it.
Never find Wisconsin.
There was a Rasmussen poll out a week or so ago when this first came up, this whole deal of Hillary maybe jumping back in the race. I could beat him again. The quote from Hillary. I'm just curious. The Rasmussen poll has it 45-45, 11% undecided. Could Hillary be a factor?
The warmonger in a pantsuit?
Yeah.
No. What, third time is going to be her charm?
let's assume Democrats come to the conclusion that the 20 or so candidates they've got aren't worth a hill of beans, and they're all like 15% folks, that they need somebody that can get them up to 45 or 50%. Might the party turn to Hillary, or has she burned too many bridges?
Well, she basically owned the DNC. I mean, she did own the DNC when she ran the last time, if you'll remember, because the DNC was was bleeding money. They didn't have any money. They were basically bankrupt. So her and Donna Brazile took it over. You know, is she going to hijack the DNC again? I mean, she has enough power and sway to do so. But we also can't forget, Kevin, that many of the Bernie Sanders supporters, when Bernie Sanders was robbed of the nomination through the superdelegate process, rejected Hillary Clinton. No one, she's not a likable person. You know, especially amongst Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren supporters, they have not forgotten what happened in 2016. So I'm not sure who Hillary is appealing to. Even suburban women aren't that hip on Hillary. You know, you're going to get your Californians, of course. You're going to get New York. Those are her two states. That's why she won the popular vote, was because of those two states. But across the country, she's not popular. And all the polls that you're quoting, we also can't forget that in 2016, up until the time of the election day, she was beating Trump by at least 10 points.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
It didn't go very well that night. The glass ceiling did not fall. More coming up from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. We're gonna talk about Pocahontas, Bernie, and AOC. We'll do that more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways. I had lunch there just the other day. I run into Chuck Muth there on a regular basis. Hey, Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC joining us as she does every week. And over the weekend, big rally in New York City for Bernie Sanders. At that rally, AOC endorsed Bernie Sanders. Not a woman in Pocahontas, in Elizabeth Warren, but an old geezer guy like Bernie Sanders. First of all, were you surprised at that?
Well, and not only an old geezer guy, an old white geezer guy. I thought the white patriarchy was the problem in this country. So I'm very surprised that Sandy from the Bronx, that's how she used to be called anyway when she was in high school, I'm surprised that Sandy endorsed the old white man because he is the problem with everything that is wrong in this country. Isn't he inherently racist? Those are the charges that Democrats keep making against innocent white men. And so, I'm not really surprised. I mean, outside of the color of his skin, I'm surprised, but it's all about identity politics with Democrats. He's just as communist as she needs him to be, and she's just a younger commie waiting to grow her wings. But this is the Democrat Party. You know, this is who is ruling the Democrat Party. Those that want to and promise to fundamentally transform this country, because they certainly aren't capitalists, they're communists. They want to call themselves socialists. Well, why get closer to communism? Why be a socialist? Oh, and I'm sorry, they don't want to call themselves socialists. They want to add some sort of euphemistic term on the front end, like an adjective, democratic socialists. What the hell does that mean? Is that like socialism light?
Is there still a moderate wing of the Democrat Party? We used to call them Blue Dog Democrats, but I don't hear anything from Blue Dog Democrats except maybe Henry Cuellar down in Texas.
Well, yeah, that's a name you could grab out of thin air who has no national ID, right?
Yeah.
Only because you're a political hawk. Maybe the governor of Louisiana, who's still a pro-life Democrat, who's now facing a runoff in Louisiana because the Republicans just kicked the Democrats' ass up and down the ballot in Louisiana. That's an harbinger of things to come. We also won in North Carolina, another harbinger of things to come, because there are no moderate Democrats left. What is a moderate socialist? What is a moderate compared to a socialist? What is a moderate compared to AOC or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren? What is a moderate compared to anybody on that stage that's running for president? There aren't any. Nancy Pelosi has taken her party so far left that independents and suburban women are running away from the Democrat Party in droves. Hispanic Americans, but Donald Trump, this is a statistic that's not often talked about. Donald Trump has approval rating with Hispanics at 50%. 50%.
Whoa.
And they're going for 60%. Now, I'm curious to see what the African-American approval rating of this president is. The last I checked, it was in the high 20s.
Well, now, wait a minute. If this holds, if you're talking about 50% of Hispanics, that's game over.
Right.
The whole business model of the Democrat Party goes up in flames.
Well, and that's why they're freaking out. They're losing the Hispanic vote. They're losing the Black vote. They're losing the women's vote because of the economy. It's still about the economy, stupid. Remember that saying? So more and more people are going back to work. More and more people are off the government dole. More and more people are making paychecks and providing for their families. And this isn't a targeted success. People from all backgrounds and races are being lifted up through the Trump economy. And this is showing in his approval ratings. I talked to a gal named Bianca, and she runs Latinos for Trump, and she hails from Texas. And she said she wants that 50% number up to 60%. That's what they're going for. Because guess what? Hispanic Americans, legal Hispanic Americans, they don't like illegal immigration either. They don't like sanctuary cities. They don't like the high crime that comes along with illegal immigration and sanctuary cities. That's what they escaped from if they were coming from Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras or wherever. So the policies of the Democrats are only speaking to those that are either uninformed, misinformed, or communist, socialist, Marxist in nature. And you'll find those in the sanctuary cities and hellholes of California as well as New York. And I don't mean California like Palm Springs and Northern California. I don't want to make anybody mad in the Coachella Valley. I understand that there are red areas of California, but really who drives and leads California are the boroughs of L.A. and San Francisco.
You're right, though. There are pockets of red in a very blue state of the People's Republic of California. I'm just curious, though. In fact, I saw what Moody's said that Moody's said it was possible the president could end up with 351 Electoral College votes. 351.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I think the last time we crushed the Democrats like this is when was it Dukakis was running against Reagan, and Dukakis I think carried his home state, if I'm not mistaken. And Trump has said this on the stump, and it needs to be said again. The only way that these communists, socialists, and Marxists are going to understand the American people is if we deliver them a crushing defeat on November 3rd, 2020. And that's our goal here in Nevada, you know, with the MAGA meetups and all of the, you know, grassroots outreach that I'm doing. I'm in Reno right now. We actually have a MAGA meetup that was just kind of put together by some college Republicans up here, but it's come one, come all. It'll be at the Renaissance Reno tonight. And so I'll be, you know, speaking just for a short bit there tonight from 5:30 to 7 at the Renaissance Reno. But we need to take our state back, and we certainly need to keep President Trump in office. And like I said, with the further left the Democrats are moving, the larger middle we have to take. And when we saw the independents in Louisiana come out, we had plenty of Democrats that crossed party lines in Louisiana. And it's happening all over the country because the Democrats aren't connecting with the average American worker, mom, housewife, truck driver, et cetera.
By the way, the next MAGA meetup here in Southern Nevada, do you have that set? I know you were putting the finishing touches on that one.
Not yet. We will. We're dealing with some travel schedules, but we're going to have it around Veterans Day.
All right.
And we want to have a fundraiser of sorts or some sort of drive for the veterans in Clark County.
Wow.
So we're working on putting that together.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
We're
okay.
Putting that together, and we'll
Fair enough.
You know.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Megan, always good. You have yourself a great weekend coming up, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great, Kevin. Thanks so much.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Booyah!
It's magnifico.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.